pills.
Hello.
Well, I've got this thing. I never go up here. I kind of sleep out of this.
Yes, sir.
Can I hear Ross High?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Where's your friend?
He's FaceTiming, so he's not coming
up. Oh, poor old chap. So did it. Oh, okay, I'll put this day, I'll tell you. Cool.
I'll send a message to him.
Yeah, okay, I'll keep his paper up, because we're doing over around, but keeping an eye on him, doing what we can help.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool, dear, I'll do whatever this morning. Cool, yeah.
Can I just speak, can I give you a talk, fancy talk? So, gentlemen.
Walking down the cemetery path one day, I was standing right beside her, walking beside her, she went to his mother's grave and dad's grave now, and I was buried there too, and you see.
Yeah.
And as we trotted down the path, you know, beside her, she got some daisies or something. She brought somewhere out of shop. She put, you know, she was with her business in her way. She said a few prayers and all that sort of thing. She covered up the grave and, you know, she's all right. She's a good soul. But she's over here now.
Yeah.
Like she's okay. Yeah. We're not together though. She got this nice big idea about his vision. Oh, yeah, had a feet on her, you know. And speak one day we come up together again, but with a woman or another. The old lady I've seen quite a few times in this farmer, so I'm not with them as you. I'm a business to this place, so where's the young folk, I suppose it is, I don't know. I'm quite happy where I am, so why should I
show you? What sort of place are you in?
Well, I've got a nice little country, a nice little place. I always, you know, nice and so I always want to live in the country. Because my sister, she's all right, and then she didn't want to move out to the outside. You've got a nice little place, one bed. And she was house brown and all kinds of other things that used to stay small sometimes. She couldn't talk to her, dear. She didn't like to speak to us anyway. Well, that's the last time she got it from her. You sit the chair, she'd been in an ornament, whatever it was, she'd been on at you. Well, she's not to your mother, she was bad enough. But anyway, that's not, you know, what was I talking about?
You were talking about her around
that? Oh, yeah. About a sort of place, a little cottage place. I shared the fruit by her. He and I were basically, you know, we used to go around and have a drink and all that. And sometimes he'd help me with my job. And I used to go out with an awesome car, you know, and used to collect stuff in people's houses and then check him out and give him a few bob for it. Used to take it down the cup and down the market and get rid of it, you know, make a bit on it. Sometimes I got hold of a design of their new stuff, you know, that, well, I said, well, it's been blessed or not, but, anyway, I used to flog it, you know.
Yeah.
And, oh, we had a good time, but, anyway, I always got on well with him. We were much the same cup of tea, like, he's out of the pot, and back forth, we were staying for brothers. And sometimes people didn't know who was sitting in the pub having a drink, and we were very much alike, strange enough. No relation, of course, at all, just being so there was a similarity. But I being friends and my sister, I probably back things a little bit, and then we got on well. We did, you know,
yeah.
Well, she was well hard in her own way, she was well meaning, but well, she used to drive around the bend, she wouldn't touch a drop, you know. You could never take any booze back, you could never take her one back, you couldn't use the parlour. You know, it was worth a living with her, but she was my sister and she depended on me more or less. She used to take, she's a couple of things, she used to go studying and she's quite good at that. She worked most of the day, so she didn't work in a way, but she went out to work, she used to have a place and fetch it, take it home and then do it, take it back, get a few bob. Well, I didn't mind, I didn't want to go out and keep him at it. But she was a miserable picture, and I didn't want to live with her over years. She got down all right, so I was my friend Sam.
Yeah.
I thought for that now, I think he's a bit of a case, isn't he? He and I thought much alike, no time for religion. Wow. You know, I suppose I shouldn't be like that, because you know, I've got really lovely people, but my sister put me off at two, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mother was, well, this, that's just way back in the family. Anyway, my sister's thinking was really, she said, of course, that grave, by the way, is in a proper mess now. You know, can't see it for weeds, and can't see it for grass. They don't bother these days, you know, they don't blame so much good, when you did, I used to say, because that's not true, because I find I'm much more alive, but, oh, I'll come back to also another night. Oh, I was telling you about my sister, she used to go regularly Sunday. She used to go to church in the evening. Sunday, she'd visit the cemetery. We'd get an hot lunch. That was another thing, you know, she used to cook this there beyond the day dinner, we called it, you know.
Yeah.
But people call it lunch dinner. But, oh, blimey, if I was in May, she got in the apple, she was on the stay of her own, well, that was another thing. So sometimes I'd get back late in the park, and used to have a step to the end. But she'd always be all teaching, she'd never sort of Well, I don't know if it's the case. I couldn't think of a, I mean, I hate to more or less, but I'm not supposed to be waving this just as a supporter, but I'm not with her yet. I mean, I don't understand that now.
What do you, I think I'm not.
Well,
but what do you do?
She's doing all this religious mania, you see. So she's back, you know, for the different time to time. She says that I ought to come out of the condition of whatever she likes to call it. Well, I am a worshiper. We're a very happy year. I'm not no longer an old, well, wasn't well over the penny, but the artist, but, you know, I'm young and fit and well, my friend and I, and we love the countryside, we talk to the animals, and it's a funny thing that you say talk to animals, you can talk to animals, you know, they understand it too. They have their own little way of life. I've got two dogs. None of which you would never dare dog in the house. I always wanted a dog, I didn't always did. She would need that cat, she's that prejudice. Most women like cats, because you know, she's laying animals much. When they place them tight, she's got hairs everywhere and all that. She said, what use is that? We've got a resistor next door, look at her face, all those cats pitting all over the place and the smell and all that, you know. God, today you couldn't have any where she was concerned, she was too down to it. But anyway, so now I've got a couple of lovely dogs that I kept over also a few years back when one was killed and I was able to help it, but it was killed in the streets. And the other one belonged to a relation of ours. Now, we didn't see her much, not now. She was an aunt, actually. My mother's sister, who's a visitor on rare occasions. She was real animal. She loved the animals. Of course, my sister, she's always moaned about her. She only gave her place. It stinks the outside, you know. Well, the dog was clean. Lovely little dog. I love Bell, so anyway, I got the idea. You know, this other dog that I told you about it,
yeah.
Was killed by a kid. And, oh, well, I'm very happy in my way. I'm free and easy. I'm studying. I'm learning. I go to church, but not religious church. Now, that may strike you as old and
religious.
Well, I call it church, but it ain't church. Because they don't talk about religion, so I suppose the way it ain't church.
What do you talk about?
Well, they talk about philosophy, they talk about life, progression, and spiritual matters, but somehow it ain't church to me, you know, I call it the Cardaway Church, because I suppose in a sort of way it is, you know, but it's my idea of what church should be. I'm just ramming it down your throat, and ceilings, and playing harmonians, and all that lot. This is interesting people, have got something to say, they're intelligent, you can take it in, and it's interesting, and also you have what you call, well, I don't know whether to call on film shows, that's stupid, we're speaking of films, as you might say, but it's just they've got some vast or something over the end of a large hall, like a big screen, it is, I suppose, really, and you see all these pictures, I suppose, and, oh, it's a history of man. And it's terribly exciting because you see all the different aspects of man's life through generations of time, how he's evolved and developed, and how certain aspects of man himself has prevented or created circumstances and situations which have made it difficult for him to achieve in the way in which he might have gone or intended or was hoped for. You know, he's illuminated to the mind. I'm learning a lot from that.
Yeah.
And it is a kind of church. Come hear me, but it's not religion, you know, not the old orthodox bashing away and all that. None of the poor people laughing at the man with the dog collar.
Well, frankly, you said about the history of man. Well, man didn't start with Adam and Eve, did he?
Of course you didn't say
that. I mean, didn't they tell you that?
No, I think that's the old Bible story.
And then they've gone back to, you know...
Oh, well, I think that man evolved and developed over aeons and aeons and aeons of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think he just evolved from certain aspects from the physical point of view, from what I understand from various lower species. It's a gradual evolution through centuries and centuries of time. But the mentality of the spirit, the vitalizing the aspect of reality of self, as they call it, this was almost there, searching for a way of expression. Because a man evolved and became a human being. But that baby has got to do with religion, I mean, not in the old orthodox way. Not like my sister, because I mean, she still believes that, well, I'm like Alan, she believes much the same as do used to do on the earth, but soon as he made those electric days, and she'll go back to the earth, and her body's going to come out of the grave, and she's going to get all her flesh back on it. Then where she's going to go from, and where she'll get her specs from her. And anyway, she probably be able to see her, then when she ever gets back, she's got all these old fashioned ideas, and she lives in the community of people, and that is religious, and I've been there a few odd times, she's tried to persuade me, but I just can't go for that, you know. So she lives in that way, and she thinks in that way, and that's where she is. She don't seem to want anything else, she's quite happy, and her wife, frankly, she's a good soul. I mean, I never thought otherwise. I mean, we used to have ups and downs, and she used to ram the energy down your throat and try to get me to get rid of her. I wouldn't buy that one. But she never was really happy about my friendship with my mate either. She always saw him as a bit too fond of her, I think. Well, he never got real mad, done that at Christmas and back holidays, but he was alright. Yep. And then we used to have a punching trip way back when, you know, I told you about the awesome car.
Yeah.
But we also had an old track that we bought second hand, which was get to this old place that we used to, you know, put the horse in and that. In the back sleeping, and we said about to go out in the country, because I'm talking about some years ago when you could get out of the country a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And the motor car was, well, I was on the road and all that, but well, we used to get out and about, we used to enjoy ourselves, we used to go out and have a little booze up in a nice old country pub and some bread and cheese and that, and we were happy. She could never see me too late, you know.
No. That was my problem. Can I go back? You know, you said you helped the dog that was killed.
Oh, yeah.
The dog you've got.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, what was it, when that dog was killed, what was that for the aesthetic cast on that dog? Did it sort of look bewildered, wonder what the cat put itself, or what?
What do you mean by aesthetic?
Well, the spirit for the dog is...
Oh, well, the animal itself, yeah. The dog.
Yeah.
And then you see, this is it, that's just what I know. That the body's nothing in a sense, it's only the shell.
Yes.
So the outer covering, which you sort of express yourself, is necessary in your world, but not material, one that you have it. But the real self, the real spirit, the real person, like me, everything you might say that's really is my, you know, you,
yeah.
Which goes on and on like, well, you know, the same with the animal, the dog, just sort of, after it's been knocked down and killed, but it just sort of stood around there like animals can do, like people do, as a matter of fact, when things happen like that, bewildered like. So, and I'm very fond of animals, and I just coaxed it away, and thought it and it's not with me, but, you know, and a lot of animals, you know, these are poor little animals, they do these terrible things to them. There's no results from this side to go there to try and help and comfort when the poor little things have ceased to exist, but generally, and you're taken away from there, and you see, this is another thing, that the animals have such faith, and they're so simple, and in a way, and trusting, and then they get these things happening, and it affects them in a way, I mean, not only physically, but in a sort of mental sense. And we have quite a problem sometimes with some of the animals, they lose their faith and trust, you see.
Yeah.
We have to restore that, it's like double work. Oh, I those places, if only people could realize what those busy sex and places are like, is as if they're in a terrible, terrible, terrible fog. The depression and the atmosphere around those places is something appalling. And I'll tell you one thing, mate,
yeah.
And quite apart from the doctors and all the rest of them that's doing the experimenting, the people who work there will never, never be materially happy or successful. There'll always be trouble and disaster following this wake. They never know real happiness.
Well, of course not.
Because they're crawling all the wrong conditions and they're attracting the wrong conditions of people.
So they're helping it, aren't they?
Yeah, well, then take it from me that no one should have anything to do with those spaces.
No, of course not.
The experiments and the terrible things that they do, the unnecessary things that they do, there's no good to ever come of that. If anyone can be cruel to animals, they can do much anything. Anyway, I don't want to try it because it's depressing.
No, it's very interesting, but you said that.
You've got to learn to live in nature. as we live naturally, and live through nature or with nature, and you follow our nature's plan, you can't go far wrong. And you must do unto others as you would be done by, and that includes the poor, dumb creatures. In fact, they need your help and assistance and kindness. And if you set out love everywhere, you can't go far wrong. It will come back to a thousandfold. Those you do good things, what you want good things, come back to you. I mean, not that you expect, but, you know, people come back out want to make a feeble condition for your world and terrible. I mean, I come here like I'm attractive in a kind of way, because I know that you're trying to do some good work, and you've got some good people, and thoroughly, you're kind and considerate and helpful, and you're trying to find out truth. Give truth to others, and encourage them, and uplift them, and all that. It's a joy to come here. But on other places, school, not me. I mean, some of these churches and places are terrible. The atmosphere is appalling, you know.
How does that mean?
You don't realize it, you know. I mean, they all look nice from the surface and all the rest of it. Some of them are very beautiful, lovely things inside. But a lot of them are really empty. There's no real spirit there. There's no real understanding. There's no tolerance even sometimes. You know, they're so narrow-minded and so bogged down with superstition and God knows what else. They don't realize that the truth is found not inside, but outside.
Quite right.
Yeah, perhaps I shouldn't say it, because my sister would like it. She still clings to it all. But I can't say it's any better if it's worse. She's happy in that way, it's true. But it all seems as if to me, as if she didn't make those steps forward nowhere.
She's bogged down.
Well, she is, and so all those people she links up with. Copygates, where she's always trying to save me. I told her many times, she'll never do that. I said, if you want some for being saved, I said, I'm jolly glad I ain't. Anyway, I shouldn't say that, should
I? Oh, no, no.
You see, people don't realize it. There are all sorts of different conditions, as you call it, or states of being, or whatever you like to put it, according to the individual. Some people say, I'm not progressed. Perhaps I'm not progressed, but I don't know. All I know is that at least I've got no mind, I'm trying to find out, I'm searching, I'm happy, I've got good companionship, love and affection, and my mind is open to receive, and if I can't accept something or don't understand something, I say so, and I don't necessarily turn it down exactly, I give it thought, you know. But some of these people, of course, start to close. You can't get anywhere near them, it's like a closed shop. Hey, that wasn't that. I just think that they're going to be, in some cases, like my sister, she really believes that all those old bits of bone and all the rest of it all coming together and the joints are going to be secured again and she's going around as she was when on earth and clothed in glory on earth. God, yeah, dear, poor old thing. She wasn't much to look at then. Good old sister, she is. Anyway. I can't stay.
They're
all crowd round here today, our two muscles. They're all coming up.
Yes,
who knows the ones naturally or searching, but that stuff as well. You're all sorts. Anyway, all the best and remember me to your friend.
I will.
Give him the best wishes.
I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah, call me Wag.
Wag.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, Wag. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Goodbye, Mickey.